Some U.S. history to mark now. This Monday will be the 200th anniversary of the start of the War of 1812. Americans may not know much about that war. They do know a song the war inspired, and the first scratches of those phrases are on some sheets of paper that are now on display in Baltimore.
My name is Bert Kummerow. I am the president and CEO of the Maryland Historical Society, and I had two hard-boiled eggs for breakfast.
Breakfast isn't historic. The document he's standing in front of is. This is the original written version.
He had really nice handwriting.
Quillenick manuscript.
I love his little dashes, too. You know, he got this big...
of the Star-Spangled Banner by Francis Scott Key. He wrote the lyrics while being held aboard a British ship where he was trying to work out a prisoner release and watched the bombardment of Fort McHenry, the rocket's red glare, bombs bursting in air. The first draft has his edits in heavy black ink.
And there are two corrections in it. The first one is in the very first line.
With a little radio magic, we've tried to recreate the scene of Francis Scott Key writing and editing the Star-Spangled Banner.
Key, you landlubber, you. Are you still alive?
Yup.
Good. Well, stay put. The battle's almost over. Here's a quill to keep you busy.
Boy, that song is catchy. What to do, what to do? Oh! Oh, say, can you see through the dawn's early light? Through. Not quite the right preposition. Beneath, by? By! That's it. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
We'll spare you the rest of that particular rendition as our Francis Scott Key decided to sing. A lot of people may have heard what sounds like British propaganda, that the music in America's national anthem began as a British drinking song. Bert Kummerow says...
It was indeed. Now, this is a polite drinking song. It's not one of these body, jumping on tables and stuff like that to sing.
Francis Scott Key was eventually set free.
He spent the better part of 2 days with the British fleet before he was released.
He finally penned the Star-Spangled Banner, now on display at the Maryland Historical Society, at the Indian Queen Tavern deep in the Maryland countryside. Bottoms up! This is NPR News.